So I'm going to move on now. You got cases here of patients who had recurrent scores done, and that's a real topic of interest and maybe some confusion, I think, in terms of the big Taylor X presentation that was just done at the ASCO meeting. So to get into it, maybe we can talk about these patients.
So my first patient is a 58-year-old postmenopausal woman who had a mammographically detected left breast cancer. Ultrasound suggested it was sub-centimeter in size. She had a biopsy, and this was invasive ductal carcinoma, grade 3, multiple foci of lymphovascular invasion. Estrogen and progesterone receptors were strongly positive. HER2 was negative. So she went on to have breast-conserving surgery with a sentinel lymph node biopsy. At surgery, there were two foci of cancer. The largest was 1.2 centimeters, smaller focus 0.6 centimeters, again, high grade, same IHC profile, and lymph node was negative. So when I saw her back from surgery, you know, I was concerned about some of the features, high grade, lymphovascular invasion, you know, even though it was hormone receptor positive. And I said, well, I think we should send an Oncotype, but, you know, I'm concerned it's going to come back in high range. And this is a, shall we say, more versus less type of person. She was very willing to proceed with chemotherapy for even a limited benefit. But I said, let's hold off and we'll get the Oncotype. And I was, you know, ready to go with starting chemotherapy for her, but the Oncotype came back at 12. I was pretty surprised because this was clearly a grade 3 cancer. It had been looked at by several pathologists at my institution and another one across the street. So I was pretty surprised by this. But, you know, we said, let's move on with endocrine therapy. For complicated reasons, a second Oncotype was sent because there was some concern about whether this was really a low score. Second Oncotype came back 14, very consistent. Well, I felt good about that because I felt we'd made the right decision to defer on chemotherapy. She initiated adjuvant aromatase inhibitor and has completed her radiation treatment. She's happy with this decision. But, you know, it pointed out to me that, you know, Oncotype is a reproducible, valid, and independent predictor of prognosis as well as potential benefit from chemotherapy. And we know based on SEER database analysis as well as some fairly recent data from Terry King and my group that even grade 3 cancers, about 30% of them will end up with a low score. So even when we see the grade 3, that doesn't automatically mean we should just give chemotherapy. We should still send the Oncotype. At my institution, we do reflex Oncotype testing. So after surgery, if the tumor meets certain criteria, the pathologist will automatically send the Oncotype. And we adjusted our criteria. Previously, it did not include grade 3, and now we are including it. So it was a good case for me to just remind me of the value of Oncotype and that this has been studied and that this is really an important test.
I was curious by the fact that you got two Oncotypes here. How often do you do that? Have you seen any discrepancies?
I almost never do it. This was kind of an exceptional situation. But when I have done this before, generally, I don't see any differences. And my pathologist had predicted there would not be any differences because morphologically, the cancer looked pretty homogeneous throughout both foci. I have sent double Oncotypes before when there are two clearly morphologically different cancers, either in the same breast or opposite breast. But it's pretty unusual that I did this, and it was a good lesson about the validity of the test.